Okay, I can't remember what you just said. Doesn't make any difference because they're both right, but they're just interested in which one you say.
Which way you say it.
Uh-huh.
Trough is all we ever say it.
Uh-huh.
Trough.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know how else you'd say it. My tongue won't take it up like other people.
Well, if you ask me, people who are born outside of Texas just talk funny. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Now, let me see. They call those things peccaries. A wild pig.
Oh.
Actually, a natural wild pig.
Uh-huh.
It's a peccary.
Oh, okay. I never heard that.
Oh, you know, have...
mean?
Yeah, that's mean things.
Uh-huh.
They got great long touches and they'll attack you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they'll fight like tigers.
Uh-huh.
But just a hog that's grown up wild, just wild around in the country, just call him a wild pig, that's all I know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it. Anything else.
Uh-huh.
Down in East Texas, they grow wild all the time. Nobody never keeps their hogs in a pen.
Yeah.
Don't keep them contained.
Huh.
They just let them run wild.
I don't know that. How they ever catch them?
Well, when they get ready to, they'll usually come home when they get hungry or want to start. They'll get out and round them up. They
uh-huh.
have them marked.
Uh-huh.
We had, when we lived down there, we had a huge sweet potato bin. Everybody dug a big bin.
Mm-hmm.
Kept the potatoes over the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Those wild hogs got in our potato bin and eat every one of them one night.
Oh no! How'd they get in?
Why? Those things are stout. They're just like an elephant.
Oh.
They just tore down the door and got in.
Oh, I see.
My mother was just sick.
I guess. Y'all didn't have very many sweet potatoes that winter, did you?
No. Not unless you bought them.
Oh boy. Let's see. What do you call the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Bawling.
Okay, and what do you call a noise that's made by a cow when you're, at feeding time?
Bellowing, I guess.
Okay, let's see. What do you call a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Neigh.
Okay, what does that sound like? Is it a loud thing, or is it a little bitty noise, or is it a neigh? What's a neigh like?
Well, sometimes it's a neigh and sometimes it's a whinny.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
I don't know. I think...
Would you know it if you heard it?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think they're wanting something when they... It might be all the same word. I don't know. I mean, have the same meaning.
Yeah.
But there's two words
uh-huh.
that we say.
Uh-huh.
Whinny and nay.
Uh-huh.
I guess nay might be correct. I never heard
it. And when they want something, they do. You start saying when they want something, they...
Well, a lot of times when they're talking to each other, you know, all animals have a way of communicating.
Uh-huh.
Well, they... Nay or whinny, whichever one you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
It might be two words, maybe one for all I know. I mean, it has the same meaning.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they communicate. Or a lot of times if they're hungry and want water or want food, they will nay for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or if they want to have a pasture and see another group of animals,
uh-huh.
well, they'll make that noise, whether it's nay or whinny.
Whatever. Yeah, let me out. So you've got some horses and mules and cows and so on, and they're getting hungry. You say you have to go out and feed the what's?
Stock.
Okay.
What would you do? Some city gal answering these questions.
Listen.
They can't answer any of them. They're so dumb. I'm dumb. In their way, and they're dumb in mine.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. You know, really, I interviewed a 16-year-old girl who's born and raised in Dallas. And I was going through, you know, what is a sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned? And she was going, what? She said, she must have said 15 I don't knows in a row, you know. Just, she didn't know any of this stuff. But
my granddaughter wouldn't know any of this.
Yeah, right.
No, she didn't know it.
Well, that's, of course, part of what's interesting is to see, for city people, how much of it they don't know, because some of it they know, like they're going to know barn, you know.
Yeah.
And they're going to know chicken, But some of this pretty fairly, you know, technical kind of stuff, like the names for the oysters, they're not so known. Goodness gracious. Crash bang. But you're right, then. If you're going to feed hens and chickens and geese and so on, you'd say you're going to go out to feed the what?
Feed the poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
Okay. And did you tell me where y'all kept the chickens?
You keep chickens in so many different places. Keep them in the hens in the hen house and the chickens in the... What I mean by chickens is the young ones.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the difference was there.
Well, of course, they're all chickens, but yeah. The laying hens are usually kept in the laying house.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Where the nests are.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And the frying chickens or young chickens, they usually just run out in a pen.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now that's the modern way is different.